Avadja Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet, continuing the nevuah about the end of Edom from a Ben Edom who then converted to Judaism, but who had a right to say these things. Im Tagbia Kanesher, if you go up high like an eagle, we said in the end of the previous Pasuk, Merom Shifto, you live up in the heights. So if you go up high like an eagle is the bird that can go the highest of any other birds, soaring above everything, and who makes its dwelling up in an eyrie all the way up at the top. A-E-R-I-E, and sometimes E-Y-R-I-E, the eyrie of the eagle. Way up high, nobody can go plunder that. V'mbein kochavim simkinecha. And if you place your nest among the stars, not just figuratively in terms of the heights of, for example, the Roman Empire, if we continue the parallels of Rome, but just in general, Misham Oridchon Om Hashem. Hashem says, I will bring you down from there. So you said before, Mi Yorideni Aretz, who's going to bring me down to the earth? I will, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to take much. Just because you're descended from Avraham Yitzchak, that doesn't exempt you from the consequences of the terrible things you have done. The ravages of war, some identify Germans with Edom in a manner of speaking. The terrible deeds that they did. 1,000-year Reich that lasts 12 years. Hey, im ganovim ba'u l'cha im shodadei laila. Did thieves come upon you? Plunderers of the night? So the Navi is amazed. At the time of the destruction of Edom, everybody's going to say, what happened to you? The decline and fall of the Roman Empire. Did thieves come when you were asleep and you couldn't stop them? Eich nidmesa. How did you keep silent? How is it you didn't cry out? You were sleeping so soundly that they took everything and you had no idea and you wake up and you're in a bed over two tree limbs like a cartoon where they stole your entire house from around you. Halo yignavu dayan. Will they not steal until they have enough? They're going to keep stealing until they have as much as they can carry, but they usually leave over stuff, but not this time. This time they're going to take everything from you. In Botsrim ba'ulach, halo yashiro lelos. If the people gathering grapes, the vintagers, if they come and take grapes from the entire vineyard and plunder it, well, they leave the tiny ones left. They leave over some gleaning grapes afterwards, but how is it that nobody left you anything? Everything's gone. How could you get so completely obliterated that there's nothing left of you? Look at Italy today with its constant inflation and economic collapse over and over and over again. What's left of Rome? I mean, I guess the Christian church, but what's left of Rome is just bare traces of ancient times. The Panovich Rav going to the Arch of Titus, going, Titus, you're long gone. I'm still here. Vav eich nechpesu Esav. How they searched out for Esav. Niv u matzpunav. How his hidden things were revealed. So they went searching for you. They went looking for you. They couldn't find anything. How was Esav completely searched and looted? Every corner of the empire of Esav just absolutely ransacked. Unbelievable. There's nothing left. Matzpunav, some translate the Targum. The Malbim say it's his hordes of plunder. In the Roman Empire, when generals used to plunder some of their enemies, when they were at their height, they would put them in these big bank accounts. And those got found, and the vaults were emptied there too. Zayin ad ha-gevul shilachucha. Until the border, they sent you. Kol anshei risecha. All of your allies, they escorted you to the border. The people who promised who were going to aid you escorted you to the border of their land, to the boundary, and then they came upon you in war. Hishiyucha yachlu lach. Anshei shalom echa. Your friends enticed you. Your friends prevailed against you. So for once, this is somebody who's not the Jewish people being betrayed by the people who signed alliances with them. They're going to take you into captivity. They said, oh, poor baby, while they were chaining you up and putting handcuffs on you. Lachmecha yasimu mazar tachtecha. They lay your food, your bread, and they put a wound in your place. So it sounds like they put the bread on your wound. What some say is those who ate your bread, what most say, is those who ate your bread, those who you were feeding, were secretly stabbing you in the back, which is a very Roman thing to do. It happened often among the Caesars. No honor among thieves. Ein tevunabo. There is no perception, no discernment. Esav had no idea what they were doing to him. So all your allies exiled you from your borders. They misled you. They prevailed against you. They ate at your table and they trapped you and they locked you up. And you had no idea what they were doing. In ancient Rome, at the time of the fall of the Roman Empire, people were drunk most of the time. Dr. Hirsch says, Edom's belief in its own power, the secrets of which lay principally in its understanding how to make its allies' power serve its purposes. That was the kernel of its might, but they believed they could depend on this support at all times. And instead, all your trust in them was absolutely misplaced. Nothing. Ches halo bayom ahunu im Hashem. Will I not on that day, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'avadati chachamim me'yadom. I'm going to destroy wise men from Edom. U'sivuna mehar esav. And understanding, perception, wisdom, discernment from the mountain of Esav. Any wisdom that you had, you may have had wisdom, but on the day that they're broken, the wisdom is completely lost. All gone. Whatever culture you had, aqueducts. I mean, I'm thinking of Rome a lot because this really seems to fit the Roman Empire collapsing, but aqueducts and medical knowledge and literacy. After the fall of the Roman Empire, Europe turns into the Dark Ages, where nobody remembers anything, and all the wisdom is absolutely gone. And you move fast forward a couple of hundred years, and Europe is just a Dark Ages bunch of superstitious villagers, without any technology, without any knowledge or understanding of the universe, let alone of the rest of their own countries, let alone of anything outside their own villages. Europe is a waste of space until the Renaissance in many ways. The Catholic Church keeps absolute power because they guard literacy in a continent where only 10% of the people are literate. There's peasants and serfs and oppression and fiefdoms. And that's what happens. That's what Esav was getting ready for, even though they paid no attention to while it all fell apart.